relocation in this context are actually a symptom of what is a bigger challenge, where there is not a coherent program to house people, and where we've got a problem of the land reform program that is failing to make land available for people to live. So in this instance, these are people that are being relocated because they were living on land that is not suitable for human settlement, that poses danger to them. And what is behind that would be that these people did not have money to buy either the house or the land because of the unemployment challenges that we have in our country. And in terms of like the ways in which people are able to access land and housing currently, it's through the market where you buy the house or the land, or through the state. So currently we've got a problem with the housing program as well as the land reform program, and people are unemployed. Then that is why you will find people then living in this unsuitable condition where they will have to be removed.
Yeah, that certainly is a point, because if one even looks at the issue of housing, the other day I was looking at some figures, and it seems as if during the 90s we were building far more houses for the poor than we are now in 2025. And I'm sure you'd agree that that is just adding even more to the crisis.
Yes, that is adding to the problem. If you look at the social investment by the state, it has been in decline over the years. Even the budget has been criticized, because if you look at the social services that should be provided to the people, it's getting lesser and lesser, which means less people are becoming able actually to access these different services that are provided for in the Constitution. What also compounds the problem is that we've got high rates of unemployment. So if you take the two, the unemployment of the crisis of unemployment, as well as the state reduced the capacity to provide social and basic services, then this is the crisis that we see of people occupying land, people occupying buildings, because they don't have any other option.
It's really sad, and we do lots of interviews on this particular subject, and sometimes it gets frustrating because there just don't seem to be any workable solutions. Do you think government and maybe South Africans themselves need to start to think a little bit out of the box on this? Just to give an example, giving people, for example, land, but with facilities on the land, such as water, electrical points or whatever, allow people to build their own houses on that land. I'm just using this as a very crude example. Do you think we need to now start getting out of the box on all of this?
Yes, that's one example. It's actually proposed on the current white paper on housing, where people are provided with the stands, with services where they can build for themselves. But also, that might not be a comprehensive solution. We must understand that these challenges are also as a result of broader processes such as urbanization.
Yes.
Where we know that more people will be moving towards the city. So there is a need to plan towards that. Currently, it is not happening. We know that rural development also is collapsing. If you go to the rural areas, there is very little investment that is being made there, which means more and more people will be moving towards the city. So what government needs to do is to make sure that all these broader issues are addressed. The issue of unemployment is addressed, because that is how some people may be able to use own resources to settle themselves. But what is most important is for government to really invest more in the land reform program. If you look at the land reform program currently, the focus has tended to be on providing farmland instead of looking at the land reform comprehensively, where some land would be made available for housing purposes, so for other land needs, which will then mean that more people will then have access to land to be able to engage in different livelihoods and also to build their own houses.
No, absolutely. Another issue, and obviously, I mean, housing and land, it's a big question and it's very difficult. We can't talk about it or solve it in 10 minutes on a radio show. But one thing, you mentioned rural development. This to me appears to be a major weakness in the infrastructure of the country, because surely government again should be thinking about creating industrial nodes, or whatever you want to call them, in rural areas, because the land is there in rural areas. It's easy, more easy to develop there than it is in the urban areas, because urbanization is a very big thing. It's happening cities around the world. But one can kind of reverse the trend in a positive way by focusing on rural areas. I mean, what's your take on that?
Yes, that could partly resolve the problem. But you must also know, also in the urban areas, the families are growing. Maybe a family that had an RDP house in the 1990s or early 2000s, the children within that particular household have grown.
Yeah.
So there is a need for more land, for more housing, also to cater for such people. Because sometimes there is an assumption that those who are occupying land would be people who are the so-called outsiders, who are coming from outside that particular city. But our research at PLUS actually shows that families have grown. And as they grow, sometimes they do not have access to employment opportunity, which means that they are unable to buy their own houses. And with the housing program being in crisis, then they end up being backyard dwellers. Then if they fail as backyard dwellers, not being able maybe to afford the rent and all that, then they opt for land occupation. So that is why there is a need for urban land reform. That is why over this weekend with the Funukwazi and SARI and the Housing Development Agency, we are hosting an event where we are going to be discussing all these issues to say, how do you ensure equitable access to land? How do you make sure that urban land reform is prioritized so that there is more land that is made available by the state to make sure that there's housing and there's access to land for those who are in the urban areas?
100%. And let's hope going forward that we can make a difference. Nkanyiso Gumede, who is a researcher at the Institute for Poverty, Land and Agrarian Studies called PLUS at UWC, thanks for chatting to us. It's been a great honor.
Thank you so much.